This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
We begin today with a stipulation, a caveat, and a prognostication in that exact order. It is hereby stipulated that this morning's report on June unemployment was, in the context, to be clear, of a pandemic-riddled economy, good. 4.8 million jobs added. The unemployment rate down a bit more than 2 percentage points to 11.1%. All things considered, see what I did there? Not so bad. The caveat is that, as we told you yesterday, all the data that got us those numbers was collected back in early and mid-June before the coronavirus had decided it had other plans for this economy. And that, in turn, and as promised, gets us to the prognostication. Thanks to the reporting of Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman of what all this is going to do to the long-term health of the American labor market.
The state of the economy, it's a mixed bag right now, says Robert Frick at Navy Federal Credit Union.
We're making great strides hiring back in certain industries that were the hardest hit.
Leisure and hospitality, manufacturing, retail.
But at the same time, we are adding to the ranks of the permanently unemployed, kind of the hardcore unemployed.
So, a glass half empty? More like two-thirds. Sure, we've added about 7.5 million jobs, but we lost 22 million to the pandemic before that, says Nick Bunker at the Indeed Hiring Lab.
Employment is still 10% below what we were seeing in February, and we're still seeing really elevated levels of job separations several months into this crisis.
That's what Stephen Heald is facing. He worked as the assistant general manager at a high-end restaurant in Washington, D.C. until business dried up in mid-March.
Get it all ready for extended closure, and then we were furloughed that week.
He got on unemployment, then the restaurant reopened in May.
Worked for 5 weeks just doing takeout, and then the decision was made to close the restaurant for the foreseeable future.
The pain's especially severe and maybe longer lasting for women and minorities, says Kate Bonn at the Washington Center for Equitable Growth.
Low-wage workers who are disproportionately going to be Black workers, Hispanic workers, women workers are less likely to have the type of asset savings needed to be able to weather a downturn.
All of the economists I talked to said jobs and incomes aren't likely to fully recover until there's a vaccine or a cure for COVID-19. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.